Phil Vitel, restaurant critic of the Chicago Tribune. How are you, sir?
I'm great, John.
Appreciate you coming in. I was out of town last week, so you and I didn't get a chance to visit. I was in your London, England there.
Oh.
Steve Bertrand made me eat haggis.
Ah, that's nice.
Yeah, it's not.
It's what friends do, Phil.
Well, you start the day off with haggis, and then nothing worse can happen to you. That's the way I look at it.
Hey, Steve, did you hear what he said? Are you listening to WGN?
Can I have some porridge-filled cow stomach, please?
I'm waiting for Phil to do a piece on where to find the best haggis in Chicago.
One you find will be the best in Chicago. All you do is sign somebody.
There's not a lot of haggis here, is there?
Nope.
Is the Duke of Perth still open?
Say it again.
Is Duke of Perth still open? That's a good question.
Yeah, there used to be Duke of Perth up on Clark Street.
Ella just said yes.
Okay.
So she knows her restaurants, and that's...
I've been there. I did that once for a fish and chips roundup. I haven't been back.
Yeah. We got a lot of ground to cover here.
Mm-hmm.
Hit me with the highlights of the James Beard Awards.
James Beard Award, we did very well. We did. We won four awards. One was a foregone conclusion. That was the best chef in the Great Lakes region, which is our region, and there were six nominees, and they were all from Chicago, so we're pretty confident we're going to take that one home. And in fact, Beverly Kim and Johnny Clark, the wife-husband team behind Parachute, were the winners, which was very nice to see. We also won for Outstanding Restaurateur. Kevin Bame and Rob Katz of the Boca Group were the country's best restaurateurs this year.
So does that mean the best restaurant group, in other words?
Exactly, exactly.
And what restaurants, then, are we going to if we go there?
Well, you're going to Duck Duck Goat, any girl on the goat. You're going to Swift & Sons. You're going to Boca. You're going to Belmore. You're going to, I'm going to forget some. But they've got GT Fish & Oyster, GT Prime.
So that's the umbrella, Boca Group, mm-hmm. and that was determined to be the best restaurateurs, the best restaurant group in the country this year.
Exactly. Bame and Katz are the ones who started it, and the first two initials of their respective last names are Boca.
Now, you know that I went to that Duck Duck Goat for mm-hmm. Chinese the other day and just thought that was worth every... And it wasn't that expensive. It was really a nice value.
Right. What that group does, they have all these different chefs working for them, Jimmy Papadopoulos and Stephanie Izard and Lee Wolin and Giuseppe Tintori, and they somehow manage to deal with all those greatly divergent personalities and create all these different restaurants. A lot of other restaurant groups, you know the name of the restaurant group, but you really don't pay that much attention to the individual chefs, or it's basically one corporate group of chefs that does it.
So good for them.
Yep.
What's the other James Beard we should know about?
Greg Wade of Public and Quality Bread, who I would put up against any bread maker, baker in the country, did in fact win Outstanding Baker. So he got that. And then also in the design category, Parts and Labor Design won for their work in designing Pacific Standard Time.
I've not. Oh shoot! Have I been to Pacific Standard Time now?
You probably walked in. It was too lousy, too noisy, and you walked out.
I do not like noisy restaurants, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I want to see the best designed restaurant, according to James Beard,
this year in the 76 seats and over category.
Fair enough. Well, that's
They have two different. They had three different categories.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, yes.
That's
so
considered a large restaurant. 76.
Yes, 76 and more.
Pacific Standard Time. Mm-hmm. So. I wanted to ask you about Mother's Day, but that's probably the same conversation we have for Easter and, I don't know, maybe not Valentine's Day, but, places that families could go for Mother's Day. What are some recommendations from Phil Vitel?
Oh, well, let's see. We have some nice ones out. I like the Dawson out on Grand Avenue, right where Milwaukee and Halstead kick in. They're doing an all-day brunch that is a la carte. I always like Bistronomic. They're doing a three-course brunch early and late, and it's $42 a person or $56 a person with bottomless mimosas. So for a mere $14, you can give mom the brunch of her life. Not that she'll remember it. So
$14 is the mimosa upcharge.
Is the upcharge for the bottomless mimosas.
Yeah, well, that's... If you're going to get two or more, you probably get the go with the extra 14. Then.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're going to have more than one, you're already in profit, going with the bottomless option.
So what's that place you like?
That is Bistronomic. That's up on Wabash Avenue, 800 block.
Okay, give me another one.
Let's see. Going way up into Lincolnwood, Stefani Prime, which is, you know, great. You know, it's another still Phil Stefani thing, so you're going to have a lot of good pastas, you're going to have a lot of good steaks and all the rest of it. They're doing a buffet brunch.
Nice.
So you can just graze to your heart's content. Adults are
$57.95.
And you usually cut that lower
down.
Boy,
you know, that's, God bless him, but boy, mom's not going to eat that much.
Okay.
And the kids aren't going to eat that much.
Well, there's always the lobby at the Peninsula Hotel, live music, string quartet, magician, balloon artist, brunch is $225 per adult.
Here, I thought you were going to give me some good news.
I was going. The good news is Stefani isn't nearly as bad as you thought it was.
but that does sound lovely at the Peninsula.
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous.
String quartets and all of that.
And magicians for the kids and a balloon artist and all the rest of it. And,
all right, so maybe the four of us drop $900 for mom.
Well, the kids
mothers.
Are only 65, so you could.
Oh,
you
well,
might want to put on the short pants for that one.
Start the car. Let's go. Give me one more.
One more. Ooh, one more. I only do one more. Bum. I am. Well, hey, we talked about Pacific Standard Time with all that great design. They're doing a brunch buffet. They do a great pita bread there. It's just so good. Ribeye carving station, usual pastries, a dim sum station, a raw bar, omelets, all that. That's $75 adults, $20 for kids 12 and younger.
Yeah. And that's a Pacific Standard Time.
Right. And that is on Erie Street.
All of these are in an article headlined. What did you call that?
Well, I think it has the elegant title of 40 Great Brunch Places or something like that. I think it's called 36 Mother's Day Brunches, Lunches, and Boozy Celebrations. And you can find that on chicagotribune.com/dining.
Week ago, there was in the Tribune, patio season returns.
Mm-hmm.
It really hasn't, but if it ever does, 160 plus Chicago and suburban patios and rooftops for outdoor eating and drinking. You know, the Sun-Times has catchier headlines. They can't beat you guys for reporting, but sometimes their headlines pop a little more.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the, you know, patio schmatio time. I don't know what it would
right.
be.
Well, as we've learned online, when you're trying to pop in search engines or rest of it, boring headlines are kind of where it's at.
Right.
Clever plays on words are fun, but then someone searches for brunch and it doesn't pop up because you said patio schmatio or something. So you can't.
So
in the print, you can get creative. Online, it's all SEO, search engine optimization, and you had better pay attention.
So this is a really good headline then. Chicago and suburban patios and rooftops for outdoor eating and drinking.
Yeah.
What could go wrong there? That's
search
perfect.
Outdoor eating, it's going to pop up. Search patios, it's going to pop up. Search rooftops, it's going to pop up.
Okay, let me walk you through a few. So rooftop, this means outdoor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it says patio season. This is patio. Oh, patios and rooftops appear in the headline,
we're not leaving,
Phil.
We're not discriminating just because you're on the sidewalk.
So this
you
is
get in the list.
Essentially, it's alfresco in Chicago and the suburbs.
Correct.
And here's 160 places to look for, according to the Chicago Tribune.
Thanks.
Now, you didn't write this particularly. Kristen Johnson, Jessica Cantarelli, and Grace Wong put this list together.
Right.
And I was just thumbing through it, and a lot of the places that are on here, I would agree. And
mm-hmm.
then, of course, I'm not in their category. I don't know many of these places, but I just want to mention a couple and see if you agree with what they said. Jay Parker, the Jay Parker atop the Hotel Lincoln. The Jay Parker might be the best rooftop in the city. You'll have spectacular views of Lincoln Park, Lake Michigan, and the city, and thanks to a retractable glass roof, the lounge is open rain or shine. The cocktail menu by beverage director Jonathan Kahn features 80 inspired drinks like 21 Punch Street, a Tiki Punch, Talking Melons, etc. It's on Lincoln Avenue, the Jay Parker atop the Hotel Lincoln. Would you say that might be the best rooftop in the city?
Yeah, I'd say it's got to be up there. It's got to be, and depending on what you think about London House and some of the others that they're, which are, say, taller, but yes, you're up on what essentially I believe you're like on the 13th floor for all intents and purposes, and you're looking straight. Lincoln Park is right in front of you. It's across the street. So you got all of the park, and you can see the lagoon, you can see the lake, and you look to the right, there's basically the downtown skyline as seen from Lakeshore Drive.
I have not been to the Jay Parker. I put that on my list. Now, the Kensington, they say, is located on the ground floor of Hotel Lincoln. So
yes.
Now you're downstairs at this same place.
Mm-hmm.
American restaurant has expansive, dog-friendly patio, seats up to 50. You can have food and drinks there while looking at Lincoln Park ground level.
Yeah.
So that's a nice stop, the Jay Parker.
It is also kitty corner from the beginning of the Green City Market. So when that gets ramped up this weekend, a lot of people do their little grocery and shopping, and then they come over to the Kensington and have themselves a little outdoor brunch, and they may bring the pooch. I met my son and his dog at the time for brunch there, and they couldn't have been nicer to the doggy. They just brought him a little bowl of water and a little bit of kibble in a bowl. He was having more fun than we were.
Shore Club, made up of multiple parts. This is new, right, if we're thinking of the same place?
It's in their second year, yeah.
Yeah, lakeside destination. It's like at Fullerton, right,
mm-hmm.
and Lakeshore Drive. And it's on the east side. I mean, you're about right on the lake there. The restaurant has ceiling glass windows in an open space. So you have the restaurant, then you have the giant patio. And then if you cross the bicycle and ped path, then they have a little, like, cabanas set up there, or tables sometimes, and then they do service over there as well.
Yep, it's very nice. I'm going to correct myself. The official address is 1603 North Lakeshore Drive, so that'll put it just a scooch north of North Avenue.
Yeah, I guess so, right. Yeah, okay, fair enough. Let me skip over to, and this listing in the Tribune, in the Loop area, Cindy's, panoramic mm-hmm. view of Millennium Park.
Right.
I don't know how many people know about that. I wish they wouldn't, because it's crowded
right
there.
I mean, that's the place where there's a line to get to the elevator to get all the way up there.
He's not kidding. When you walk in, you'll see a line, and that's to get in the elevator. And once you get up, then you get in. But
exactly.
You have to wait downstairs.
Well, they're careful about the crowd control up there. They have their legal limits, and they have to do it.
Okay, that's Cindy's. And that is on 12 South Michigan Avenue.
Right.
It's just one of those nondescript buildings that you're walking along. I mean, if you step back, it's a nice building.
It's the Athletic Club Hotel.
And the view there is really terrific. So
mm-hmm.
that's Cindy's. They have the one that you mentioned, LH Rooftop at London House.
Yeah.
Now, this is pretty cool because you're in one of these old buildings downtown Chicago with an interesting-looking roof.
Right.
And you get to take your drink up to that roof
right.
and walk around.
Yeah, there's two levels you can
right,
outdoors.
It's like 17 and 18, say.
Yeah.
So on 17 is the bar. That's where you get your drink. There's no view there. But then you walk up the stairs, and you can take your drink up there, and then you kind of hang out there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very nice.
Right, and then you're looking right down at the river. You're looking across at the Wrigley Building, my old address. There's a shiny building to the left. I can't remember the name. But you know what? The name's on the outside, so you'll know it when you see it.
I know. So love it or hate it, that when you do go there, you will be nose-to-nose across the river with five big letters on a big, beautiful building downtown.
Which itself has an outdoor patio that is two floors lower on the 16th floor. So you actually can look down on the patio if that resonates with you in some way.
And they've redone that patio, right?
Yes, they have. It used to be called 16. Now it's the Terrace at 16, reflecting a more casual approach to the food.
If you've got a question or comment about a restaurant, a place to eat, indoors or out, 312-981-7200. Call or text right now, 312-981-7200. Phil Vitale's the restaurant critic at the Chicago Tribune. Text for you. Are you ready, sir?
All right.
Where could one omnivore go with a vegan adult son? Chicago Diner's nice on Broadway, or is that Halsted? I think it's Halsted. But Chicago Diner does a real nice... Vegan? Is that vegan, Aleph? I think that's what you call that.
They go vegetarian, but usually
vegetarian.
If they go that, they have that. I would check out Bad Hunter on Randolph Street.
Yes, yes.
Which is my favorite name for a vegetable-focused restaurant ever.
Bad Hunter and Chicago Diner. Anything else come to mind?
Yeah, there's another place up north called Clever Rabbit, but I don't think they're as vegetable-focused. But when I thought about it, we have in Nisetia Clever Rabbit and Bad Hunter, which is every Bugs Bunny cartoon plot synopsis ever. I would also recommend, if you want to go splurgy, there's Brass Heart, which we talked about a few weeks ago, which has a set vegan menu. Now we're talking a vegan menu that's going to run you $130.
Right.
So you might rethink that, but definitely Bad Hunter would be a prime choice.
What do you think, Aleph?
Urban Vegan in Ravenswood on Montrose. Super good.
Urban Vegan, is this a place you've gone before?
Yeah.
Are you, you don't eat vegetarian, do you? You eat meat, don't you?
No, I'm not a vegetarian, but they have really good choices for
Urban Vegan on
Montrose in Ravenswood.
Right. Yeah. And since our emailer described himself as omnivore, obviously he's not completely wedded to the idea that he has to eat an animal that day.
Omnivore could be somebody that does eat vegetables,
exactly,
as opposed to carnivore.
It means,
huh?
He'll, right. I mean, he'll eat anything. So he's definitely making his son's needs the determining factor here.
We're out of time. This says, tell me about Celeste's restaurant, C-E-L-E-S-T-E apostrophe S. Do you know Celeste's restaurant?
I'm not sure. Is she talking about the one in the western suburbs? No.
This will be a text for another day.
I'm afraid so.
You know how we do the Phil's Flash Fry, where
right.
you and I and our listeners describe favorite foods
mm-hmm.
from particular places?
Right.
We don't have time for that today.
Oh, all right. Well, then I won't tell you.
We'll do it next Wednesday?
Sure.
Phil, I hope you join us again 1:30 on Wednesday. Thanks for coming in today.
My pleasure. Thank
you. Phil Vitale's the restaurant critic at the Chicago Tribune.